good evening. This is KD2AIT, that control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. That is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boulevard Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. Repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boulevard on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. Can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Are there any portable battery-powered or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
KA2000, watching the end of the game here.
I haven't been watching, but I heard it wasn't going well. Is that the case?
They were within 3 points, but I don't think they got enough time left.
Roger that. Well, go ahead, Jack, if you got a second. Otherwise, we'll wait for you for later.
I'm on a break right now. It wasn't too bad a day down here. We got into the low 20s. Right now, it's about 15 degrees, which is not too bad. We didn't get as cold this morning as they had predicted. We stayed above freezing, 1.5 degrees. I mean, above zero. 1.5 degrees. So that's about it. Let's see, 65 to 62, and Georgia Tech has the ball. Syracuse has had a terrible time making baskets, that's all. Yeah, then they got another foul. I don't see much sense of that fouling at the last minute. I mean, all it does is give the other team a couple shots, a couple free shots, you know. Okay, 7-3 to you, and to everybody. KA2000, go ahead, Jeff.
Okay, Jack, well, I guess you know, I don't really know if I agree with it either, but I guess what the logic is on that, is maybe they'll miss. If you have nothing else, if you have no other hope, then you can hope that they'll miss, and then you can get the rebound and make your 3-point shot, I guess. I mean, you know, usually they're going to make one of them shots. So, but I guess if you have nothing else to lose, that's your strategy on that one. All right, well, good luck. Let us know what happens if you can. All right, this is KD2AIT. Are there any other check-ins tonight?
KC2NDU. That game is done. They lost 67-62. KA2000.
Okay, Jack. Sorry to hear that. Well, what are you going to do? All right, KC2NDU. Ray, good evening. What's up?
I had 14 seconds left in the game when you opened the net, so I had to wait. Yeah, 14 degrees up on the hill here, and light snow.
Roger that. Yeah, we've got about the same thing going on down here, so about the same. All right, anything else to report?
No, quiet day. Watched the action online from out in Buffalo today, and again, the prices are just, they're trying to start them so high that nobody bid on the stuff I was interested in. They're trying to start the bidding $3,000 higher than they should be. So, of course, nobody bid because everybody's thinking what I'm thinking. It's too much money. So, good thing I didn't waste a trip out there. I would have been upset. Drive all the way out there for nothing.
Roger that. Well, at least they afford you that luxury where you don't have to go out there. All right. Well, thanks, Ray. Thanks for checking in. Stay warm there tonight, and we'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any check-ins?
WB2RUQ.
WB2RUQ. My father, John, good evening. What's going on tonight?
KD2AIT, WB2RUQ. Nothing much. Just watching a little TV. It's 26 degrees here. Nothing going on in the atmosphere. And taking it easy. So all's quiet so far. That's about it. There's nothing else going on. So back to you, WB2RQ.
Alright. Did you guys get any of that snow yesterday? I'm sorry, I didn't hear if you said that.
No, we haven't had any snow, in a few days now, so, but it's been cold. Tonight, though, it's warmer than it has been, and we're supposed to be warming up into the high 40s here over the next couple of days, so hopefully get rid of some of this crap that's hanging on the lawn. So, back to you, WBTREQ.
Alrighty. Yeah, I didn't know. I know that the city got a bit. I didn't know if it went up that far. So, yeah, it looks like we're going to get a warm day up here on Friday, up in the upper 30s. Oh, boy. But, hey, I'll take it. Anything, past this cold stuff. I don't know what our low was here this morning. It had to be about minus 10 somewhere in there, but I don't know exactly what it was. It was cold. And I'm ready for some meltage here, so we'll have to wait and see. All right, thanks for checking in. We'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT. Are there any other check-ins for the Black River Valley Service Net? Not much to report here. Just a busy work day. I think I work a little bit here tonight, and then I'm off to bed. So, not much to report. All right, this is KD2AIT. Net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins? And a final call for the Black River Valley Service Net. Comments, queries, or late check-ins? Okay, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley Service Net. Return the frequency to the regular MSU. So I'd like to thank Jack, Ray, and John for checking in tonight. 673, is anyone listening in? This is KD2AIT, clear.
KC2NBU, good evening, no traffic.
KC2NBU, hello Ray, thank you for checking in. Anyone else? This is Octane looking for further stations with or without traffic. Final call for Octane for stations with or without traffic. Thanks for checking in. Do appreciate it. Hope to hear you tomorrow night. KB2KOJ is clear.